Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Uncomfortable Conversations with me, AA, and a round of applause to everyone who tuned in to the installment that I uploaded last Tuesday, both on SoundCloud and on Anchor FM, which has done an amazing thing to spread the cast to more than 8 different sites, which means you don't have necessarily to be on SoundCloud or on Anchor FM to listen to this podcast, but you can be on any platform and you will enjoy to listen to the amazing, amazing installments that I'll be having for you. And thank you so, so much for the support, especially on SoundCloud. For the first time, my podcast went beyond 250 plays within 24 hours. That's thanks to each and every one of you who tuned in. Thank you so much to amazing men and women who also called me to give me feedback, direct feedback on how the podcast was. And I really appreciate it's the start of so many great things, and we look forward to doing this again and again. So, that aside, welcome. It's a brand new week, 14th of May, 2019. What do we have in store for you today? Last week, we talked about disappointment. Today, we want to talk about something different. Let me ask a question. Have you ever been at a point where nothing seems to be happening, yet when you look back at your life or when you look back at the steps that you're walking, everything seems to be, you know, aligning itself into some arrangement that you may not even be able to understand? I want to talk about the process. The process, okay? So go with me here, the process. First, when you look at the process, it's what is behind the scenes of making a product. Now, people see the plants and people see the products. It's until you go behind the scenes that you will be able to see the process. For instance, for you to build a house, what do you need to do? You first of all need the plan. The plan will contain how the architectural design of the house and everything, you know. Then after that, you need to count the cost. You need to know where the raw materials are going to be found from. You need to understand all these things. And finally, you also need to count the cost. You need to know how much it's going to cost to do this. Now, before you even now build the house, the thing that I have seen in most houses is they dig a foundation. And the deeper the foundation or the stronger the foundation, the more the floors the house can hold. Which means for a 5 or 6 story building, the foundation is made in such a strength that it actually can hold the weight of 6 floors. Now, what does that translate to in our own lives? What it means is simple, that there are days we would feel as if this process is brutal, as if this process is painful, because it is not easy to even dig the foundation, especially in a place where it is rocky or stony or all those things. It is not easy to dig a foundation. Now, when you look at it in terms of scripture, in terms of God's word, which I said and have constantly insisted that there will be the basis of these casts, is that there is the promise when God calls and says, I will A, B, C, D. For instance, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope, you know, paraphrased. So there's the promise, which sounds exciting. And then there is the fulfillment of the promise, which comes in at the end. For instance, when the promise of the Messiah was done by the various prophets, when the Messiah was now revealed to those who believed, it was an aha moment. It was a wow moment. But there's a place before the promise and the fulfillment of the promise that is called the process. And trust me, it is not one of the easiest, processes to go through. In fact, there is a tendency and there is a consistency in scripture of men and women who have been called by God into a certain promise, but their first response is to run away. What do I mean here? That sometimes our natural response to tough moments or processes or moments where we feel we are being crushed or we are being refined is to run away. We opt for the easy way out. But the process is meant to prepare us for the promise, because if the promise came without us going through the process, then it would destroy us. For instance, unless you learn to be a good steward of money, then it would be very hard for millions to be put in your hands when you cannot even manage a single 100 shillings. Which means the lessons that we gather through the process are essential and are important for us to understand the magnitude of the promise that is ahead of us. In conclusion, I therefore say that part of the journey is not the end. It is the promise. And unless we come to that point where we realize that the process is meant for our own good, then our response to that process will be complaining. Unless we come to the realization that this process is not just for me, but for many more who will be going through the same, and because I have gone through it before them, I will have something to share with them and help them become better at it. So, part of the journey is not the end. It is the process. Because you simply cannot just decide to go to Mombasa and, you know, you'll roll down there because Mombasa seems to be on a mteremko. No. Part of the process involves you actually planning for that journey. And when you get there, you will have gotten there because you planned for the journey. Well, that's it from this week's installment of Uncomfortable Conversations with me, Double A, and I'm signing out and leaving you with the song Just Jesus by Hillsong Young and Free. Stay blessed and God bless you. Amen.
Just Jesus, the way, the truth, the